we went to college to go and sign to be like a chippy, and it was next desk along at Stafford College was the Sparks, and they went, "Oh, come and have a chat with us." And my dad was in my ear going, "Go on, you learn more money being a Spark," and that's pushing me towards it. And all of a sudden, before I even knew it, I was signed up to do a 3-year course doing electrics. And I cocked up when I talked about what size breaker I was using, because I needed to make sure in my eyes, you're going to get ripped apart on the internet, make sure everything's right. And I said it was like a B, I don't know, 20 amp breaker or whatever, instead of what it was to be doing too. And I panicked when I edited it. So my first ever video just starts halfway through the day of me talking about an iron cable. So I've said before on my channel, I want to get into air conditioning. It sounds really weird, but no one is big on YouTube that does aircon, especially in the UK. There's a lot of American guys.
What would do the gas in it and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I get quotes in F gas.
Nick, you're telling me you want to do plumbing?
It's gas. There's no one. No, be sick.
Well, Nick Bundy, welcome to Toolbox Talks for Electricians.
Thanks, mate. All right?
No, not bad. I'm one of the biggest electricians, I'd say, on YouTube, really. Well, you're a renowned name in the UK. If someone mentions electricians in YouTube, you're the first person that comes up.
That's cool.
That's good. You like that.
Not that guy from Cambridge.
No, not really. Well, I think business-wise, they might follow.
Yeah.
They say if you want to change your board for 10 grand, then yes.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem at all. Everyone's got
waste some money. So 100K followers and over 43 million views.
Yeah. Oh, is it? I've not even looked.
I checked out. I did my research.
That's nice.
43 million people have watched your videos. How's that feel? Pretty cool.
No, really? Yeah, pretty good. The 100K subscribers is awesome because obviously I've kept an eye on that. I've worked my ass off for nearly 5 years now to get there. But I've never really looked at the overall views, really. But that is scary.
It's
surreal. I remember when, like you say, you hit the 100K mark and you can go, well, that's more than any football or rugby stadium in England or the UK or whatever. And you've only got to go to one and look around, you think, Jesus, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. So in effect, you could fill a concert.
Mm. Just subscribers.
Wembley, here we come.
Yeah. No, it's very cool, but it's surreal at the same time. It really is.
Yeah, I suppose because you've worked so hard at it, you think it's deserved. Basically, even where you've got to, it's deserved because you put a lot of effort into it.
I've put a lot of effort. I've had a bit of luck, definitely, across the way.
I don't think there's so much as thing as luck. You position yourself to get it, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Right place, right time. That's a lot of it to start with the whole YouTube stuff of being where I am now. A lot of people are trying to do it, you know, copy the same footprint that, let's say,
me. Things change, though, don't they?
Yeah, like me, Jordan, Nagy, or Dave, or Chris, trying to copy the same thing. But because it's already been done and watched the hell out of, you need to come in with it something completely new.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just another number then. That's the problem. It's a very saturated market now. And I was just lucky that I was one of the first ones to do it.
One of the first ones, yeah, original, yeah. In effect.
So, yeah, right place, right time, with a bit of luck and a lot of grinding, to be fair.
Yeah, hard work. So then, firstly, then, what got you to be an electrician, basically? Do you think you were born to be a spark?
No.
I don't know. What did you want to be when you were at school?
I was going to be a chippy.
Yeah.
So my granddad was a carpenter. My dad was a painter and decorator, which doesn't really class as a trade.
So your tradesman was in your family, in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I always grew up doing bits with my dad, going up top of ladders, you know, this, that, and the other. And then I started, when I was old enough to start, like, messing around with tools, used to go to my granddad's, which was from the same, well, he lived in the same village at the time, and build stuff. We hung doors. He showed me how to do handles, fit kitchen.
You were an interested kid to get in then.
Loved it. Anything with my hands, because I'm not academic at all. I'm dyslexic.
I did see one of your videos. You were saying you're dyslexic and you're not really one of these people who want to sit in a classroom.
I hate it.
How did you do your exams then? Because a lot of that is sitting in classrooms.
And I went through. So we went to college to go and sign up to be like a chippy, and it was next desk along at Stafford College was the Sparks, and they went, "Oh, come and have a chat with us." And my dad was in my ear going, "Go on, you learn more money being a Spark," and that's pushing me towards it. And all of a sudden, before I even knew it, I was signed up to do a 3-year course doing electrics. And I was like, "Right,
it's your
okay."
Dad's fault then.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. And
well, in effect, you look back at him now and go, "Nice one."
Yeah, thanks for that.
I don't know. Do you think you would have done the same progression as a carpenter?
In what, like venturing out
YouTube and things like that?
I have no idea. The thing is,
you don't know, do you? Hindsight.
No, there's so many ups and downs and so many doors that you could have opened, which wouldn't have opened other ones. Like, what is it? The butterfly effect?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Like, yeah, I just wouldn't have a clue. We were talking about the other night, me and my other half, if to do with how we met and the kids. Yeah,
things happen in life for a reason, possibly.
Yeah. And the only reason we met is because I did a job for a woman and my mate lived opposite. And her neighbour, who lived upstairs flat, she come in and out with the bins. And my mate was like, oh, I wonder who that is. And by chance, that this woman rang me to do her cooker, I went, the lady upstairs, you're friends with? She was like, yeah. I said, oh, my mate's single. Is she single? Can we have her number? I was being like Mr. Middle Guy.
Mr. Cool.
And it ended up being they got together. And then my other half at the time, which obviously didn't know, was her best mate. And then obviously they were going out with my best mate. And then... We got together, they split up, and then it's mental. Like, if you track back to
like
one conversation...
It happens for a reason. It all happened how it should have done.
Yeah, it's wicked. It really is. Cool. But no idea with YouTube if it had started or not. It's I mean, we'll get to that in a bit, why I started YouTube, but no idea.
No. So did you find it hard then? Like you're saying, you're dyslexic and you can't sit still and stuff like that. Did you find it hard going through college to do your qualifications? Like, because you've got to sit there. I remember in college, you sit there, you think... Oh, I'm so bored.
I struggled at school. We only found out I was dyslexic at college.
Right.
So my tutor, shout out Rob if you ever watch this. he picked it up and went for assessments because I was meant to be diagnosed at school. But halfway through my assessment, the fire alarm went off, and then the thing never carried on. Like, I never got a result. Yeah, completely. And so we did it at college. And he helped me out a lot. You know, I got a bit extra time on exams and whatnot. And it was all right because a lot of it is with your hands. And because I can do it with my hands and I could try and put the theory behind what's what to that, it was fine. And I managed to get a distinction in most things, to be honest, because I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I was, you know, I was equally the same as I am now. Centre of attention, class clown, making everyone laugh. So we were never really bored because the lecturers allowed us to do it as long as we're doing the work. So college to us was quite enjoyable until like level three, where the full-time electrical job subbing what were they called? Anyway, it was a place in a company from Birmingham that were doing some stuff in Stafford. And it was like a reality check. I was 17 at the time, doing a full-time in the day and then going to college in the evening to do a nighttime course with fully grown men with kids with full-time jobs.
So you did your college in the evening then?
For level three, for the third year. And I was then in a classroom of, like, let's say men with kids, with mortgages, with full-time jobs. And now they were all right, okay, turn up notepads, no one talk. No one did. And I was like, this is not what I'm used to.
Yeah, you need a bit of entertainment sort of thing.
Exactly. And you know, I didn't want to be the guy who started mouthing off and having a laugh and whatnot because they were there to get a qualification and better themselves for their family and everything. I'm still a kid. Like, it was weird, but past all that, and then
you knuckled down in the end of the day, then
to get it done and dusted
out of the way.
But I already had to go self-employed at, I think, 17 or whatever. What was it, 18? I can't remember now. To subcontract to this big firm. So I was, and then once I became qualified, as some people say, I am not still because I didn't do an apprenticeship.
It's just not true, is it? Yeah.
Anyway,
we know there's so many different ways you can become an electrician just because you didn't do them on the apprenticeship. It's irrelevant, I think.
I would have done one. They just weren't. No one was taking on, and that was all it was. And I ended up just going once the big job I was on came to an end. My dad was like, "Well, you're already self-employed. You live at home. You got no overheads. Like, I can give you some work from what he did."
You never really were employed, in effect, then.
I worked at Tesco.
Yeah, but I mean, never really employed as an electrician. You've never done that.
I did bits with a few different companies over the course of college, like worked for free most of it. And then I worked for a company in the other town along, did like grain stores or a bit of agricultural stuff. And they were just arseholes. No,
so arseholes. A little bit of the taste you got with it, you thought, I ain't doing this.
No.
I do not want to be involved.
I was still big back then, but it wasn't, the confidence wasn't there to stick up for yourself. And I was just like, you know what I mean? And you think, I'm no one to these. Like, I just, like you say, as a T-boy, and I was stuffed to be...
Well, they did not treat you very well.
Yeah, I wasn't taught anything.
Dog's body, in a way.
Yeah. So
a lot of the older guys do look at the younger lads like that. I think I got treated a little bit like that in my apprentice. But I sort of tried to stick up for myself a bit as well.
Yeah, in the end, I ended up, my dad was like, just don't bother going back there.
Screw him. This is the thing, it's only a job at the end of the day. I'm not going to go work to be sort of picked on or bullied. It ain't worth it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it worked out well in the end. I went self-employed and then never looked back since. That was it.
Did it spark off straight away, being self-employed? Did you get your name around and get work straight away?
Yeah, because the village where I'm from when I grew up, my dad was a painter and decorator, surname Bundy, written on the side of the van. So it was quite easy for him to go, oh, my son's an electrician. You know, if he needs a socket doing this, that and the other, and I jump on jobs with him. And then all of a sudden he was like, right, get your business cards done, get in the village paper,
yeah,
a magazine. And then what else was there? There's a few things online, Facebook back then, but it was like,
yeah,
new,
but
wasn't it?
Small or not.
Yeah, and it was quiet to start with, but my issue
was... You had no overhead, I suppose, as a kid.
It was just my van. And I mean, I worked out of a car, Ford Focus, for a while, and then it sort of took off, but I wasn't in the right mindset. It was too young to do it. And I tell anyone now, don't do it until you're 21, 22, minimum.
Did you want to go and party, basically?
I just went to the pub every night or just spent my money on stupid things. And it was... I look back now and go, idiot, like all the things
you do,
could have had
you
now.
Don't do these experiences, the amount of money you spent in a pub. The thing is, back in the day, I used to have £20-30 a week working, washing up dishes. Yeah. And that used to last you Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. These days, £20 won't last you one night.
It doesn't even last you an hour, really. Yeah. No. And that was it. I would recommend anyone getting into it, by all means, go self-employed, but subcontract. Don't try and renew a business at too young an age, because I wasn't competent in the slightest. Really wasn't. I wasn't a competent electrician, and I was happy with everything I was doing realistically to like 21, 22, maybe, where I could go, I could look at a problem and go, right, I'm going to do this. 18, 19 was too young. I wasn't experienced enough.
Did you come up with some problems where you thought, well, maybe on heating sort of thing, where someone said, oh, I need to wire a central heating. Did you think, it?
Yeah, I went, I'm not doing it. I still don't do them, so yeah.
No, you're not like heating.
I've never taught myself how to do it.
I like heating controls because it's complicated problem. And I like a challenge sometimes with underfloor heating and stuff like that.
No, I'll happily crawl around the loft or crawl under someone's subfloor in the lounge or that. But
you said a video, you're going underneath them floors.
Mate, it's all bin bags trapped.
I hear that because you're not a short guy either, are you?
No. 6 foot odd. So I don't mind getting my hands dirty, but stuff like that. Unless I'm sat and taught and I've done it 15 times in a row, it doesn't go in. I can't just do one thing once and go, I've got it now. That's just the way my brain works, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it took me many years to become competent enough, and then that was it, really.
So do you think your dad helped you a lot along the way? But it sounds like he pushed you towards to do it.
Yeah, massively. I had to support mum and dad. So my mum used to do my dad's books anyway, and invoices and quotes. Dad would go and do it right down. So
a little Bundy business. Eh?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. So I copied suit with that. They showed me how to do the accounts to a point. My mum helped me with that. We used the same accountant. I share the same office at home. Obviously, still living at home.
Did you have any sparks you could sort of call upon and say, look, I got this problem?
One, yeah. Right. So Tim, I worked with Tim Baker. Tim, if you're listening, Eastern Stafford, he still works. His son now works for him. He's now his apprentice. I did some free work with Tim back in the day. He a domestic spark. I must have been with him maybe 6-7 months. I can't quite remember now. Right. He was just teaching me domestic solely. And that's what made me fall in love with it so much. So as and when I went self-employed and this, that and the other, we would jump off jobs with each other, or if I was like desperate or something, I'd be like, Tim, can you, what do I do here, mate? Please help.
Give me a bit of a hand. Sometimes it's something people are proud, aren't they? To say, like, I don't know. I got a few guys, older guys that I ring, but one's bloody just retired a little while ago. He was clever as anything. He knew the book inside out.
That's a good thing about social media now.
Yeah, I know. You can Google it.
Oh, Instagram story. Oh, can anyone help me with this? And you get a million replies.
Yeah, exactly. But the things are sometimes different replies, aren't they?
Yeah, you got to pick an average of what and go, right, yeah, that's the most people have said, don't stick your finger in that.
Yeah, so when you sat upon your own then, would you say the biggest mistake when starting upon your own was doing it a bit too early?
Yeah, that's the only thing. I had everything else set. I bought the van. I had a tidy van. I was organised. I had the right power tools. I had the sign right. I had the cards.
All the gear, no idea, in a way.
Pretty much, mate. Yeah. I had the customers. I had, you know, the infrastructure of the business, the paperwork behind me. And I just didn't know.
Did it ever at the time, Chris, think to yourself, then scrap this, I'm going to go get a job?
No, because I was too in deep. I didn't want to let my mum and dad down. They invested
that's
so
good. That's good that you respected your mum and dad enough to say, look,
They helped me so much to start with. I had to continue doing this till I actually went, I can make a success out of this, or I'm going to crumble and fall, and I'm going to have to
make or break sort of thing.
Buy somewhere else, yeah. But yeah, it just went strength to strength to strength every year, earn a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. I went to work more and more because, like I say, that age it was just mess around and do the bare minimum.
Lay in sometimes. Pub at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. It was a problem. But yeah, everything else was fine. It was just I was too young.
Yeah. So then you progressed more and more with your business sort of thing and then thought, hang on, man, I'm going to get an apprentice. Was Adam your first apprentice?
Adam is the one and only person.
One
that's
and ever only, man. Yeah.
One and he Checking probably up. Will be the only because I can preempt your next question.
Oh, is you're not going to do it again?
I don't think so. Unless one of my, I mean, my kids do want to do it, but I've already asked Adam if he's still doing what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Can they be his apprentice? Because I wouldn't treat them the same way I treated Adam.
It's
a different relationship.
Yeah,
I knew Adam when he was born.
Or won't stick up for some of their crap.
Exactly, yeah, right. PlayStation's gone when you get home.
Yeah, exactly. You're not doing that right.
Yeah. No, I knew Adam since he was born. I literally held him when he was like 3 days old.
Oh, did you? He's a friend of the family then.
Yeah, so I was friends with his dad. So his dad's like 10 years older than me, and I'm 10 years older than Adam. So 11 years each way. Mm-hmm. And me and Adam's dad grew up in the same street, sort of family friends. And then they moved out, moved back in the village, and then we were still friends with his dad sort of thing. It was more like my dad was friends with their dad, his dad, and then we became friends, this sort of thing. And
so he
then,
wasn't avidly looking for an apprentice sort of thing?
No. I didn't. I never wanted to employ anyone. I've always said... No. Can't understand why people like. I'm not trying to throw Jordan under the bus. I've said this example before. Jordan wants to create a big empire. He wants to employ lots of people. He wants to grow this massive thing where you can earn a lot of money. Blah blah blah. All that screams at me is stress.
Yeah. So you've never thought about right? I'm going to employ a few sparkies.
Never. Nothing. Never.
Does
never.
Does it appeal to you whatsoever?
No, not the slightest. I've watched my dad do it. One man band, employ two people to help him, and all he did was spend more time doing paperwork, which he detested. Mm-hmm. More stress trying to get work in, more money paid out for labor, and then mess it and then figuring out and sorting jobs out.
Yeah.
Because I hate it. And then I was like, I looked at it and thought, painting is different to electrics. I need to make sure what they're doing is safe. Yeah. It isn't going to hurt them, hurt the customer. My name's to it. Exactly. And I was just like, I'm just not interested. But then Adam did, when you're in at school, you get the work experience, you're 10.
Yeah.
So he did it with his uncle, who was a fencer. He did it with my brother, who is like a computer IT whiz kid with all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then his dad said, can you do a week with me? And I went, yeah, of course. So, no problem at all. And then out of the three, Adam enjoyed it the most with me and then sort of got a little love for it. And then when he left school, he went straight to college to do. I said, I'm not having an apprentice. I said, I can't afford an apprentice, blah, 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 blah. And I said, he can do some work experience with me every now and then. But we worked together so well and he picked it up so quickly. We turned into actually, do you want an apprenticeship? Because I can afford it because you are already better than I thought you would be.
Yeah, you're an asset to me sort of thing. Like I could do what you give me a hand.
Exactly. And but I invested the time in the first couple of weeks he was with me to really show him everything rather than just be like, make a brew, hold this, do that, like I was told.
These are the Waygos in the van. So when I send you out, get these.
Yeah, there's no Waygos to start. I think I need to start.
Oh, yeah, back in the Darth Wars.
The old ones. But it just snowballed into, I never wanted someone to work with me. I never wanted an apprentice. I didn't want any overheads whatsoever that I don't need. But then I could see Adam as an asset because I helped him as much as he helped me and he wanted to learn. He was thirsty for it.
Yeah.
It just turned into what it was. And then he's ended up being the most documented apprentice across the internet.
Yeah. So he's done well. So the 3 years, is it 3 years he was with you?
Four years.
You
had to do... Well, we're technically 3.5 years. So he did 1 year at college, and then I said, no, let's do an apprenticeship. And they made him start from the beginning again. Oh, mate, don't. I had many arguments with him about it.
But he got there in the end. This is amazing.
He did. But he managed to finish his course 3/4 of a year quicker because he'd done everything so quick in his portfolio, and he didn't have to go back.
Good lad.
So he's done very, very well.
So he doesn't work with you anymore?
No, so we do. He was around the unit today.
When you do jobs now then, is it like... Oh, where's Adam?
I've got to go to the van a million times.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it,
You do miss him being there. Because
Yeah, absolutely. I miss the company. To start with, when he left.
Oh, yeah, when you work on your own.
Yeah, when he left, I was like, oh, this is brilliant. I can listen to whatever music I want, what podcast I can do and say whatever I want. And then after 2 weeks, I was like looking over at the spare seat in the van going, No one to talk to.
No one to tell. No one to talk about that thing I watched last night.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, well, we speak most days. To be fair, he's doing well. He's doing bits. He's doing whatever he wants to do. He's still doing his YouTube, which I forced him into it.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So from basically helping him become an electrician, and then also giving him another business in effect to say, look, do YouTube. Try this.
Utilize my audience. Utilize my audience, get some sponsors in, get some videos, use it as promotion for work, for advertisement. Mm-hmm. And he was like, because he started the channel off, he did a couple of videos and then was like, oh, I can't really be asked. And then when we were talking about how much money I got over the course of the year, and I talked about sponsors and everything, he was like, and his eyes, because he wanted,
then his eyes went green.
He was like, oh, what? Oh, huh. I would always been the way, any job we ever did, I told him exactly how much money I earned, how much my materials, how much I earned off YouTube. Like, he had all the insider knowledge. And he was like, Jesus, like, I need to start. I need to try it. Yeah. And it made him do it. And he started to enjoy it. And he still does it now as it plods over and it ticks. So, yeah, I made him do it, but it was a benefit for him, definitely.
Yeah. So, where he's got now, like, he's got, how many? He's got quite a lot of subscribers on a few platforms. And he's obviously qualified electrician. Is that sort of a bit of a proud moment to think?
Yeah.
He's boiled a leg. I nurtured that guy.
I treat him like now, like he's one of the, he's like my eldest kid, to be honest. Yeah. he's like a friend, a very good friend, but he's like the eldest. So when someone's horrible to him online, someone can say what they want to me, I just go, whatever, mate, it's fine. Yeah, but when someone says anything about Adam,
leave it out.
How dare you?
Get defensive. Yeah.
It's really weird.
So then that's all your electrical and obviously your apprenticeship. How you got an apprentice and led him to become an electrician.
That's it.
But then your other business, Nick Bundy Electrical, the YouTube sensation. Yes. you might say like that, but let's be honest, you've done quite well with it.
Yeah,
and you've got quite a good amount of followers, and people obviously reach out to you all the time for advice.
How I started, is that what you want to go with?
This is what, how did it come about?
Right.
What made you think, well, I'm going to stick a few videos on?
Depends how dark you want to get, because it's a dark story to start with, but ends happy. Right. So, Christ, what year was it? 20, how old's my daughter now? Six. So 6 years ago. Dad was diagnosed with, I'll do it briefly. It's going to sound really insensitive to people, but I've told this story a lot of times.
Yeah. I think I've heard some of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So dad was diagnosed with cancer, terminal cancer. Dad passed away 8th of May. My daughter was born a month and a bit later. We asked three really close mates at the time, asked him to be godfather. And then about 3 weeks later, I found him after he unalived himself, because I know we can't say certain things on certain programs. Mm-hmm. So I found him. That was horrendous. Hadn't even got over my dad passing
away. Then.
Yeah. Hadn't got over my dad passing away. And grieved for him because my daughter came so quickly. Mm. And then was filled up with trying to be a father, a new father again.
Grieve as well.
Grieve, go to work, all that, juggle that. Then deal with all the stuff that I had to deal with my mate, which was horrific. And then the day of his funeral was a Friday. And then the next day on the Saturday was my brother's wedding.
This has left an imprint in you well, because you remember the dates and everything.
Yeah. And it was just a year of absolute carnage for me, of up and down emotions.
Something was sent to test you, but it was sent to test you somewhere along the line, do you think?
And yeah. I just quit. I wouldn't say work, but like, not worth trying to
give it a monkers.
Yeah, like all patience. I lost all patience. I lost all enthusiasm for work. I detest going to work. I would go to work, never send anyone an invoice. I would do thousands of pounds worth of work for free because I would just go and do the work because I wanted to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
Then I would end up sitting in the van.
Mind occupied.
Yeah, it was mental. Panic attacks lasted about 8 months, 9 months. Of being like jump scared of seeing things and horrendous. Mate, it was awful. Saw a lady, not counsel, what they call, therapist.
Yeah.
A few times, and they taught me around. They said, like, what you're going through is natural. Like, you're very logical. You know what?
Yeah,
you know why.
What's happened in that time? Yeah.
They would class it as PTSD and everything like that. And then you add the dad's death on top of it, and it was just crap. And like, because first of all, I started being an electrician for my parents, realistically. And everything I did at work, I would always take pictures, show my dad and be like, oh, yeah, proud of you and this, that, and he would appreciate how much work goes into it. When losing my dad, I lost the emphasis for work. I lost the love for it because I didn't have anyone to share it with. Mm. I lost that person. No one else in my family knows about it. And then when I lost my mate, He was, I don't think I made this public knowledge, he was one of the managers of the wholesalers that I used to go to.
Right.
And that branch then got shut down because of loads of different reasons. So I lost my
Flipping
wholesaler, I lost my mate,
out.
my
Things are
dad.
like pushing you down a little
Yeah, it
bit.
was mental. And I ended up applying for a job at Sky. I was like, I did it behind me the last back, everything. I was
Right.
like,
You did think, stuff it, I'm going to work for somebody
I
else.
have to go to
But
work.
why
I'm going to
Sky?
work anyway. I need to earn some money because we were so financially bad. I was selling stuff to pay the mortgage. Like, that's how
Right.
much it got us. And then, yeah, Sky said no, I was overqualified. I was all right, okay, I don't know how that was a thing.
Crazy.
But I understand, like, they don't want someone going in maybe with more experience than they want to tell them, oh, you shouldn't be clipping a cable like this, we should do this. Do you
They
know
want
what I mean?
someone
I
to do
get
what they're
it.
told or something, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. And it was just like, I was went through Christmas with obviously a face on me and just not knowing what to do. And I think it was over the Christmas break or maybe February half term or something. I can't remember now. And I was on Facebook and I was part of the electricians group on Facebook, whatever it is.
Right.
And one of CGR, Chris's videos came up. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'll have a look. And then obviously it's went into an absolute rabbit hole of finding who does electrical content. Because I've only ever been taught realistically by that one domestic spark, which was
Right.
Tim, and just seeing how someone else did it. Because you never bump on site or domestic wise as another electrician. You never could watch
No.
their how they do it because you're on their job, whatever. And I was like, all right, this is interesting. And so I watched a few more Chris's. I found Thomas Nagy, watched those of Tom's. I found a few of Dave Savory's, watched Dave's. I think I saw one or two of Jordan's, but Jordan had just started it as well.
Right.
And I was like, all right, okay. And Dan DSS, I watched him, and I was just like, I was consumed. I was just, for
You're
once, I was just
impressed by
sat
it in a way, yeah.
really like taking it in, going, oh, well, this is brilliant. And I'm going to try and buy that fuse board next job, and I'm going to do this. And I watched it for another week or two, and I was like, wow, like I was engrossed, mate. I was completely glazed over. I felt awful when they were thinking back on it because
You were too busy looking
I
at
was
these
gone. Yeah.
videos.
Took it all in, and I had an old GoPro Hero 3, which actually, bear with me.
Still got it.
I'm going to put it in a case. I've kept it all these years to do
Oh,
a,
yeah.
you know, the what do you call resin picture frame.
Right.
So I've kept it because this is the whole reason I only started YouTube because I had this, and I was like, well, I had
You've
a
got a
3D.
camera, so yeah, I've got the
Yeah, I had a
kit.
camera, but I didn't have a handle or anything. So I had a 3D printer and I 3D printed myself a handle and a case and everything like that.
Cool.
And I thought, well, I'm going to go to work tomorrow. I'm doing this armor cable, whatever. I think it was a summer house. I spoke to the lady the night before and said, I'm going to do this. Is it okay? And she was like, yeah, Sam. And I mean, I looked forward to going to work for the first time in
To
like a
do the
year. I
videos
was
of it and stuff, yeah.
really excited. I had my on-site guide ready to make sure I can flick to that in the video as
Yeah.
reference. And I had took pictures and I'd never filmed anything before. I never
Did you
edited
never do
anything
videos and
before.
stuff? Because I suppose it's back in the day we didn't have video phones.
No. And
Right.
I've never done any of it. And I went straight in. But if you go, and I've left my first ever video up, it's
Yeah.
live on my channel. And I cocked up when I talked about what size breaker I was using because I needed to make sure in my eyes, you're going to get ripped apart on the internet, make sure everything's
Yes.
right. And I said it was like a B, I don't know, 20 amp breaker or whatever, instead of what it was a B32. And I panicked when I edited it. So my first ever video just starts halfway through the day of me talking about an armor cable. And I put about 2, 3 out, and then I think CGIR saw it, and then he was like, "Oh, you check this guy out." And within 2 weeks, I had 1,000 subscribers, and then within 3 weeks, I had 2,000 subscribers. In 4 weeks, it was like 4,000. I was like, "Jesus!" And then I
It
did
took
a
off.
yeah, when my van got broken into. So another thing as well, add to that year of crap, my van was broken into 3 times already. No, twice. I didn't have any money, as you can imagine, because I wasn't earning anything.
And you sold everything because you weren't working.
Exactly. And I couldn't buy any more tools. And in the end, my dad went, I can't use any of my tools anymore. I'm about to die. So have all my power tools, you know, radio, this, that, and the other, just some stuff to keep me going. And then someone broke into my van and stole all my dad's tools like a couple of weeks
Stupid.
after he died. And I lost all the sentimental stuff as well. And I was like, oh my God. So I ended up borrowing tools. But I did a video of that back then, you know, and just thought, oh, it's interesting to talk about, do a little van tour. And that video really took off for me. I think the other videos, they were getting a couple of hundred views up to 1,000, maybe 2,000.
Yeah.
And this went to like 50,000 within like a week.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, like,
I'm gonna do more than
call
that.
me Mr. Beast. And the subscribers kept coming in, and then I got emails from sponsors. A few people wanted to sponsor a few things and this, that, and the other. I was so out of my depth with it all,
It was
like
just all new
completely.
sort of thing, I suppose. And
Yeah, I
but I
literally just
suppose
wanted
with
to.
all the bad luck you had and some good luck was coming along, you're like, hang about, my
Mate,
luck's
it was
changed.
bizarre because I said to me the half when I started it, I said, if it ever gets to a point where I can earn money off it, ever, I never expected to be honest. I wanted it as a
Did you
hobby.
never look at it and though think like, hang
No.
about, this could be sort of an income? You
No,
never looked
never.
at it like
Never. I started off as a hobby because I needed it. I needed something to do
that?
around
Right.
work because since having the kids, I stopped playing rugby. I sold my motorbike. I just went to work and became a dad. And I was happy with that, but not realizing the background of all the other bad things that happened. I
Yeah.
needed something to concentrate on
Concentrate
other
on, yeah.
than just being a dad and work. I needed a hobby of some sort. And then figured out if I can have a hobby that's to do with work, then great.
It's bonus,
I
yeah.
enjoy it,
Works
I
out,
can
yeah.
edit some stuff and whatnot. And if it ever turns out any form of income, it's a bonus, isn't it? Like I was like, yeah, cool. And then I got monetized, Jesus, within a month, maybe, I think.
Nice.
That's 1,000 subscribers with 4,000 watched hours, it
Watch
was
hours,
back then. It might be the sound, I can't remember.
yeah.
And it happened quite quickly from what I can remember. And I think the first month I earned 120 quid out. Like, sorry, not the first month, like this, what would have been the second month. I was like, what? 120
They
quid?
paid me for doing this, yeah.
This is insane. And I said to my other half, if I ever get to the point where I earn £500 off it, I'll buy a new camera. Like, I'll treat myself because
Yeah.
this is old, even at the time. And yeah, it just went strength to strength to strength. And then I bought myself my first proper GoPro Hero Black.
Right.
And the quality was, I was just,
4K and all
that
that for that
one
one.
thing that I'd bought, that I'd worked and saved up for and whatnot. And I was like, and then my videos got better and better. And I got better on camera
Yeah,
and I know how to
definitely.
talk. And it was just, it's snowball effect. And I've enjoyed it ever since. We go through our rough patches, like we all
Yeah.
do. I wear myself out, but like it's burning myself
It's
out.
a bit of a dream, I think, though, for some people, like, well, like guys like ourselves, you get sponsored and get given tools to try out.
Oh, it's
Like,
mental.
yeah. Yeah, I don't know worries. I could try this
The
out.
first ever massive, like, well, I'd say massive, expensive tool, other than like, let's say, some screwdrivers or a tool bag, or whatever. I got sent the Mataba Wall Chaser. I'd only been doing YouTube maybe
Right.
4 months. I got sent the Wall Chaser and the Hoover, which combined was about 900 quid worth of
Yeah,
stuff. And
because
I was
they ain't
like,
cheap.
ooh, this is mental. And that video did insanely well. I think they got 100,000 views in the course of 6 months or something, which then obviously racked up more views, more money. And Mataba were thrilled to bits because they'd sold a lot of
Yeah,
products
you
off that one
explaining that,
video.
yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, it like makes perfect sense. Why is everyone paying? And a professional electrician, I mean, it's not a dig at them, but why are people paying to go in magazines and advertise where you could just do it on YouTube where you're hitting your absolute target audience with a clickable link? Like,
Yeah.
this makes sense. This could be a
It's a
business then.
modern way sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just all clicking because I was so new to it, and no one else really spoke about it online. Like, I did speak to Chris, I spoke to Dave, I spoke to Jordan, but none of them spoke. But I was the one that was to reaching out to them, going, "Can I have some advice?" Or, "I've
Yeah.
done this. Do you want to try this? This, that, and the other." And I was the first one to collab with everyone. And it was just trying to grow this network of people where we're all in the same industry.
Yeah,
Let's all
you help each
talk.
other
Let's
in a way.
help each other out. Like, if I've done something and it doesn't work, I'll let you know so you don't do that. If you do something you think it has worked, let me know and I'll try it. Let's not be competitors because if someone's going to watch my videos, they're going to watch your videos afterwards or
Exactly.
vice
The
versa.
electricians do that, yeah.
So why not help each other? And it worked for a while, but we're all very different people. So it didn't work out as what I imagined it out to be. It just turned into a race or me and Jordan had a competition for a while and then he squashed me, let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, he's done quite well, hasn't he, with his YouTube and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, that's sort of how it started. But I do tell anyone now, don't start YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, anything like that, planning, I'm gonna be a millionaire, I'm gonna make loads of money off this, I'm gonna get all this stuff for
Do it
free.
because you enjoy it.
Because you enjoy it. Do it as a hobby. If it turns into anything and it's a pa thing is people will like your videos more because they can see you're passionate and you like doing it and you're smiling and you're talking about stuff that you really enjoy. It automatically integrates into monetization when it starts being noticed and people will reach out to you or you can get money from it. It'll happen naturally. Don't go
Yeah,
in and
you
force it
push
as a
it sort of thing. It
mindset.
becomes a chore,
Yeah,
possibly.
yeah. If you turn it straight into a job, then you're going to treat it like a job. But if you do it because you enjoy it and you want to do it, you'll put more effort in my eyes. That's how it worked for me. People are different.
Subconsciously, maybe, sort of thing.
Yeah, if I keep trying at this, it could turn into something brilliant. But do it because you enjoy it and hope. You know, there's always hope there. Or you can do other things. You can drop emails out. Do you fancy sponsoring this? Do you want to do that? Can I have this for free to trial it? 100% do that. But just for me, I did it as an absolute last-ditch desperation. Like, I need to do something or something bad's going to happen in the future. I don't know. And it just worked out really well for me.
It just worked out. It kept you entertained, sort of thing. Kept your mind going. It sounds like your mind does run pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah. I, my mind goes more than I can talk. Like, I mumble that much or my dog goes, what did you say? I was like, in my head, I know
it
exactly what I'm
right
saying.
In my head, you must have.
But I'm going, blah, blah, blah. So,
So with your career, it's basically been domestics. Have you done a lot of industrial commercial?
So when I was training, I did commercial industrial. That's what I was sort of doing. It was big council buildings in Stafford. When I mean council buildings, I mean like the offices where the council workers work. So we did all that, the three-phase stuff. Gosh, floor sockets, trunking, tray work, all the containment. We did the massive...
You didn't enjoy it, trunking, tray work.
Well, the thing is, back then I was so new to it, it was like, ugh, like it looked massive. I was like, but now if you were to chuck us on it, I'd be like, all right, sound, I can follow drawings or whatever. Did all the ladder racking on the roof, brought all the main supply cables up through the dry risers. Like, it was all really interesting. I was getting paid bugger all for it, as you can imagine.
Right.
And then I used to do a bit of agricultural stuff, so the grain stores or some farm wiring, which there isn't really regulations when you're doing farm wiring, let's be honest.
Not on a lot of farms. The boy does himself a lot of the time.
And then I only trained a little bit in domestic, but because that's sort of what my dad did or my granddad did, and from the village where I'm from, that's sort of the niche I went down, and that's what it stuck at, really.
Right. Well, I did see in one of your other videos lately that you're pretty interested in solar. And you want to find out about solar a lot more. Is that because you want to start installing a lot more solar or?
Not really. No. I don't want to be MCS registered because of the paperwork. It detests paperwork.
It does not sound a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, not my cup of tea. From a lot of people, what I've heard is anyone that fits solar, you always have to employ a new employee just to do the paperwork side because there's that much sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. From what I've heard from people. Not interested. I'd happily fit it or sub. Contract to someone and fit it and film it and do some bits. I've got some stuff coming up with a guy in Stafford anyway doing it. But to actually install it myself, no, not that interesting. I do some battery storage.
Adding it.
Yeah, it's all the other stuff around it. There's that many specialists that do it now. It's pointless me even trying to get into it where you'd be outpriced and, you know, this, that, and the other.
It's another sort of thing you probably don't need to add.
I want to go into other things. Like I've said before on my channel, I want to get into air conditioning. It sounds really weird, but no one is big on YouTube that does aircon, especially in the UK. There's a lot of American guys.
What, would do the gas in it and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I get quotes in F gas.
Nick, you're telling me you want to do plumbing?
It's gas. It's gas. There's no. Don't. I'll be sick. I'm going to get into that. I looked at the course recently. I said on a recent video, it's a lot of money. Well, it's 1,500 quid. It's 5 days off work, but there's other things going on in the background, which all come out at some point in the video. Good things, nothing bad. I'm not going to jail. And that's on the back burner, but I'm going to be doing that. But because I've got the space of the unit to practice, I could put an aircon unit
in there. Put an aircon in there, test it.
Yeah, I'll have a play, I'll try, and it's silly things like that. I'd like to learn more about solar in my own way. Like say, put me in a classroom to learn. Nah, not going to happen.
You want to get hands-on. Give it.
Let me play with it. You know, let me go on a few jobs, watch some people, how you install it, how you do this. Fantastic. That's how I will learn. And I will do videos on learning it and I'll dumb it down for myself, but equally for everyone else to go, I think that's the way. And then someone finds that interesting. If they want to start doing solar, they can go, right, I need to do the course to do it. But I've got a basic understanding from Nick in the dumbed down version. To sort of explain it enough for me to go, right, I've got an understanding, yes, I'd like to get into it, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. I don't want to be a teacher. I don't want to be showing people
how to
do
it. You're just showing a bit of interest, sort of. It's another thing that's flagged up in your mind. Yeah. It's like you've gone down a rabbit hole again.
Fad. Right. It's a fad for me. It's always fad.
I need to find out. Well, I did a bit of solar, but I bought a kit off eBay, and they do my garden lights with a kind of solar panels on the shed.
Yeah,
an old 12-volt battery off the van.
It worked well, didn't it? Yeah, I think it's interesting because of how much this is going to be taking off. Because even though people say in the last couple of years solar's really took off, I honestly think this is the beginning of it. I think the next 10 years, this is going to be massive.
A lot of money into it, like government-wise as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Yeah, you're talking fields and fields
And
full.
also wind turbines, though.
Yeah, so I'm actually gonna put one on the unit as well.
Oh, are you?
Yeah,
Have you got a planning permission for that, though? Because you've got to get sometimes, depends what size, I suppose.
I don't know, maybe. I was just gonna stick one up for a video.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Leave it for a day and then if I get told off, I can take it down. I'm not the arse. It's the same with the stairs in the unit. Everything I'm making is removable.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a permanent fixture. It's the same with the solar. I went to put a solar panel up on the unit today, but it tipped it down. So, but everything's like temporary done, so I can shift it,
Yeah,
move.
you
That's
can
a lot of the
fix
stuff
it
is for
back
my
in
videos, unless it's on
winter.
someone's house. Like, you're never going to make a temporary one. But Corey did it on the boat video, and
I
it was
saw
just
that
like,
one,
I
yeah.
watched it, and I was just
He had to
engrossed.
take
I
it
was like,
down, didn't he?
yeah, I was engrossed with it. I was like, I need to buy myself a wind turbine.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like
But
that.
like you say, if it pays for itself and then on top of it after, a couple of months or whatever, brilliant. But
Yeah,
if
well,
it's
this is
just
the thing
noisy and
sometimes.
earns
Rather
nothing.
than you don't have to feed back to the grid, like I just do it from outside lights because I didn't want to put a cable to the end of the garden.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So mine would just go solely to the batteries and then I wouldn't go back to the grid. Not because, mostly because I can't be asked to get the permissions or even ask the landlord to
Sign
get
up and stuff, yeah.
permissions. I'd just go, right, stick it into the battery and we'll leave it at that.
We use it that way. Right. So, if you were young again, then would you choose? Well, I think I've asked you this, would you choose electrical career? But would you advise a younger lad to become an electrician?
Absolutely, I love being a spark. I loved it since sort of almost the first day on site with it. Because being a spark means so many different things. Whether when it's, you're a call out guy, you're a domestic spark, commercial, industrial, agricultural. There's so many different types, or a bit of everything. When you say to an electrician, I mean, the first question is, what type? Because
Right, yeah, what have you
you're
got?
house bash, you're this, you're that. There's so many avenues with it, and if you've got the option to go to college and get an apprenticeship, absolutely do it. It's
Yeah, I think it's a good
brilliant.
idea if you want to be an electrician, get the paperwork because these days it's valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you've got it, you've got it. That's it. And every couple
Have a
of
driving license and you can't really take it away. But I suppose you can't even take you can take a driving license away from me if you drink drive, but you can't really take your electrical qualifications away from you, can you?
No. And
No.
like you say, every now and then when the new regs comes out, was it 8, 9 years, 10 years, whatever it is, you've got to take that
I'm
open
waiting
book.
for that 90th edition to come, I tell you.
Yeah, I
Things
know.
changing. It's going to come out soon. Another 60 quid on a book.
That's it, thanks. But that's 100% do it. Or if anyone's watching, any trade, you get any trade under your belt. If my kids told me they want to, they want to become a plumber, I would break his legs instantly. I wouldn't really. I'd be like, yeah, sound like, anything within the
Sound, but
trades.
you better move out.
Yeah, fact. The shed at the bottom of the garden. But anything that you're going to have that people are going to need for the next 30, 40 years, you're always going to need the people in the trades. Training that, absolutely fine. You don't want one of these jobs where you're going to get replaced with AI quickly, because that's going to come around sharpish. And we could do a whole tangent on AI, trust me. But
Yeah.
yeah, any trade, if you can get into it, fantastic.
The hands-on stuff, because people always need, wouldn't they, to have repairs
Yeah.
done, basically. And if
I
there's
wasn't
AI
lots of
machinery,
a
it still
loft.
needs electric to work.
Yeah. So, 100%. If you've got a chance to go to college, you've got a chance to learn a trade, if you want to do electrics, fantastic. But be prepared. There's paperwork involved, reading, writing, maths. It's all in there. And it's
Brilliant.
none of it that you learn at school. All the
No,
stuff you learn at
brilliant,
school
man.
was pointless, most of it.
Right. So bit from being an electrician then, you've
Yeah.
also, and with the YouTube things and that stuff as well, you've also had the opportunity to design a bag basically for you. Your
Yes.
bag.
Yeah.
You've exactly what you need. And this is fantastic because it comes from an electrician that works on site and uses a bag.
Yep.
So how did that come about? Were you approached to say, look, what do you think electricians need?
To a point. So Velocity, I followed Velocity for a while, and then I saw that PB Plumber, gross, started doing his own designed bags. And I was watching it. He was explaining why he's doing things in the bag and this. And I was like,
Four plumbers.
yeah, Stinky Plumbers. And I
Yeah.
was like, right, okay, that's cool. So I me and Pete had talked before, and I was like, do they have an electrician do it at all or whatever? And he was like, I can ask, but I don't think so. And all of a sudden, the next day, I got a message from him going, hey, you, do you fancy, doing this? Oh, his light's gone off again. Do you fancy having a chat with us? I had a chat with them. I was like, yeah, sound like really nice guys, whatever. They were like, right, okay, come to us. We'll have a chat. We'll have a meeting. We can see that you've got an online presence. Fantastic. Because obviously that's half of it, let's be
Yeah,
honest.
definitely. Yeah, because you can help them, they can help you as well, in
Yeah,
effect.
I've got an audience that they can sell to. That's how it worked.
And, that works business, yeah.
They said, sit down, draw some stuff. And then the first bag was the first one I got at Envy 100. And mate, if I could find the pictures, I save them somewhere. The drawing I did of the first bag is almost identical to what it is. Like, there was three versions where they just changed the sizes of the handle of the zip and everything like that. And yeah, and then it was the most surreal moment of it turning up.
Is it cool to get it on a picture, then send it to them, then they send you the bag thinking, I drew this?
Yeah, because it's obviously a long process, like a year. Because obviously it's made in China. Some people seem to have an issue with that. Right.
Everything's made in China, man. You pick up your phone, it's made in China.
So, backwards, forwards. I kept the prototypes. And it was the day that they said, right, come to us. Your container's turned up with all your bags in. And it was the mate, as they opened the container, and it was just not an air gap, top, bottom side, nothing.
Top to brim.
To the brim. And I was like, oh my God.
This is cool.
And it was even, but I even still have it to this day with the certain achievements, and I 100% class them as achievements that I've done through YouTube or my life or work.
Definitely.
A lot of the time, I never step back and sit back and go, oh man, that was cool.
You think these are all the people, the 100,000 people or 43 million people that watched your YouTube things, they think this.
And I've never,
you don't notice yourself.
Only every now and then when my other half or the kids or my brother or someone will say it to me going, that's cool. And I'll go, yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's
just so wrapped up in it. You never see it. But definitely with the tool bags. And then that led into more tool bags and the sleeve.
Couches.
This, that, and the other bit. I'm just very fortunate.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they saw the benefit of me and I saw the benefit of them. I earn a little bit of money per tool bag made. Mm-hmm. It's never going to make me a millionaire, but it's a nice little...
I think even being involved in it is a bit cooler than the money, maybe.
I mean, don't tell them this. But even if they never
paid you.
Even if they never gave me any money for it, I would have done it anyway. Just on the whole legacy thing of you started YouTube, now you're your only electrician in the world that's designed his own tool bag and it's sold thousands as well.
Yeah.
Like it's just very, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Good achievement.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I haven't displayed around the unit. But people go, oh, you got loads of tool bags. Can I have one? It's like, no, they're all like prototypes. Like,
I need them. I need them all. You're one of the excited. I don't want to get rid of that. I haven't opened it up, but I want to keep it.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the cellophane. So if you do see the loads of tool bags hanging up in my unit, they're all prototypes. They're no good to anyone other than me, really.
Right.
So don't ask for them.
Can I have that one? Like a
shot. Oh, mate, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. Right, and then with what's gone on, with obviously 4 or 5 years ago, you say you had a bit of a downfall. But by the sounds of it, you've recouped
100%
and come out on top. So this is a good thing as well, that it tells people that downtimes, shit times happen, but you can come back from it.
You've got to take
the
bad with the good and the good with the bad, absolutely. Exactly. When you're in that moment, I just thought, what's the point? There were so many things you was like giving up on or not going your way. Like you always think, how can it get any worse? And then it does. And then it gets worse. Yeah. It does, but it's always light at the end of the tunnel.
There's a sunshine around the corner sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And talking a lot with a lot of people, I could never understand mental health. That, you know, it wasn't that long ago.
It's a male thing, isn't it? Chauvinistic thing, I think, yeah.
Very naive to it. Very, maybe the old school way of looking at it about what my mom and dad would have told me back in the day. When someone does something with their own life, it's looked at in a very negative way in the old school way.
Yeah.
It's almost the mindset I was brought up in. But once you can understand it and realize the impact of this, that, and how people are struggling, for when I was going through it, I didn't even think I had mental health problems. I just thought, I'm just sad.
Under the bridge,
I'm just sad, you know, this, that, and the other. And then when I came out the other side and you look back at it, I was like, wow, I was not in a good place.
Yeah,
you can see the signs now. I spoke to a lot of people, spoke to a lot of customers, friends, family, always talking, never showing up really like now.
Never box.
Constantly going, and you don't realise the impact it has on yourself. So anyone out there that is struggling, on a downer, stressed with work or anything, just have a chat with someone. Have a laugh, jabber on about it, even if it's about nothing.
Getting it out sort of thing.
It will help.
A problem shared is a problem solved again sort of thing.
Yeah. So I remember my bad days, you know, and my good days. We'll always be the same. But just by yabbering on someone on the phone, just a friend ringing them up for 20 minutes and just taking a mick out of each other helps so much.
Yeah, especially because some of the guys that give each other grief.
Yes.
What are you on about, you idiot? Right. You're right, actually. That's nothing.
So yeah, anyone out there, 100%, just talk. It makes such a difference. You don't even realize until you've done it, sort of thing.
So where you've got to today, then, where do you think you see yourself in the next 4 or 5 years, maybe in the future?
I've been asked this
You've got no
before.
idea.
No idea, mate. I no
No, but
idea.
you're looking forward to it, though, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's anything the past 3, 4 years to go off,
With how
absolutely.
things roll, like with the YouTube channel, with the bag that you've been involved in designing, and all
Yeah.
the things that you've been involved in, invited on podcasts all the time to chat about being an electrician, like it's escalated a lot, I suppose, doesn't it? Your brand is growing quite rapidly.
Yeah, there's loads of things that I've been offered and asked to do and go into. I just think what it fits into, because for all I know, YouTube could stop tomorrow for me. I've always said this: enjoy the ride, take what you can. If someone offers you £5,000 to show off a product that you like and you think people would find benefit and you would pay out your own money, absolutely, I'm going to show off on my YouTube channel as long as it's a genuine review. I've always been honest with everyone with this. It has to be genuine. I'd have to buy it with my own money if I was wanting that product. You know what I mean? I wouldn't go and go, oh yeah, I'd buy that if I wasn't in the market for it. But if I was in the market, we do a genuine review. Take what you can, because if it's not going to last forever, it's not going to last forever. If it puts food on the table for the kids, if it helps us buy an extra house for the kids, or anything
It's
like
a
that.
living at the end of the day. What do we do? Yeah, we work.
Yeah. So it's because it's turned in what it has, it's turned into another business. Naturally, I'm going to try and make money off it and still enjoy it. I always still enjoy the videos. If I The moment I stop enjoying it
You won't
becomes
do it anymore.
pointless. I won't do it anymore. I'll just go,
So,
right,
with
that's
the
it,
money
guys.
side of the YouTube thing, what sort of the average that you earn a month out of YouTube as that business?
So I can talk about ad revenue. One thing I can't really talk about is sponsorship,
Yep,
because of
no,
contract
I understand
and
that.
sign and all that sort of stuff. So on average, the last year one, so our average is about £2,000 a month, just ad revenue alone. And I make at least that on sponsorships a month as well. I can say
So it's
that.
quite a good business in effect. It's similar to what a Sparks would make in a way. Well, not a month, sorry. That's cheap, isn't it? I was thinking weekly.
Oh, really? It depends where you're based.
Yeah, I know.
Some.
It depends what you do as well. We hang
Yeah.
about. That's a day if you're in Cambridge.
Well, half a day plus the grants.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very. I've always said a few times in a row, because obviously I only ever show my videos once a year. I do a recap of how much I earn off YouTube. I can never talk about how much I earn through sponsorship. Not allowed to. I don't want to get myself in trouble with it with different sponsors. But I can easily say I earn more off YouTube than I do being an electrician, quite easily. And the people have said, "Oh, you're going to do YouTube full time then? Quit being a spark." And I was like, "Well, I can't, because most of my videos are based around
That's
me being
fucking, I've got to do
houses."
something,
So
yeah.
I have to go to work and
There's only
keep being a
so much you can do
spark.
in your own house.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's half the reason I got the unit, so I could do control videos in there. Mess around with electrics that I wouldn't
You
do in
could
normal
try
business.
stuff out that you wouldn't like be a guinea pig on someone's house. It
Exactly.
doesn't
Or
work,
even like
shit.
melting down the cable and making copper ingots.
Yes.
That to me was the best day in the world. Like, I enjoyed
You
that
like
so much.
experimenting then,
I
yeah?
love it. I like back because I've got money that I can spend on buying stuff, let's say off Amazon, to do videos on, because it goes through the business, because it's physically on YouTube of videos I'm doing on the product. Because it's a class of business, I can buy it through the business, I can do videos on it, enjoy it, take a day off work, still get paid because the videos are now paying me. Like, it's a cool little cycle, but then reality hits in and go, I got to change a fuse board tomorrow. But we'll
No, I've got to
find
run
out
someone's
as
house.
well.
Hopefully,
Why
they'll
not?
give me a bacon roll.
That's it.
So,
But,
with all the YouTube or influencers that you've met, electricians on site, if you were to say you bought a house
Yeah.
and you need an electrician to wire it, who would you choose?
Oh, I've never been asked this question before. I'm going wherever I say
Yes, it's a tough one,
someone's going
isn't
to be annoyed
it?
with me. It wouldn't be Dave Savory, because
No.
Dave's just because Dave doesn't do that anymore. Like,
He
he's too.
wouldn't be interested.
No. Are we talking about having to pay for this? Are they going to do, oh, I'm getting it done for free?
That you no, basically, if money wasn't an object in a way,
Oh,
so you
okay.
just wanted someone to do a good job. Because there is cowboys out there, no
Yeah.
doubt. But you just want you someone that, because all these influencers, all these electricians put their work online. And I
Yeah.
think, well, Jimbo said it from Wales. He said it's a bit like a CV.
And yeah, absolutely.
So you can see people's work, so customers can go on there, look at it, and go, "Hang about, he's done a good job."
I really don't know. It's loads to choose from.
So you wouldn't do it yourself then?
That's the first thing I'd do. Is I'd do it by myself because I could film it. I could get the products.
Yeah, definitely.
Either for free or discount. Like I want to do that. But if it wasn't me, I don't know.
Would you get a few of the lads in, like younger lads, and say, "Look, you can. I'll teach you." Would you want them to, well, mind you, if you're your own house, you didn't want to.
No, I'd just do it myself.
I'd
definitely do it myself. I really couldn't tell you a name. Like, I got Jack, got Chris. I'd ask the lads, Jordan's lads, to do it. And I really wouldn't mind.
An endless amount of lads, yeah.
If you're brave enough to put your stuff online, you've got to be a decent enough spark.
Yeah, you'll be confident, haven't you?
Yeah, you're a confident and competent electrician. Like, anyone that puts their stuff out there, feel free to do the wiring at my house, because if you can trust it online, I could trust. I mean, there is a few accounts that do put some stuff online. You think, oh.
Yeah. Let's get some comments.
That's it. Yeah. Fact. But no problem with that.
Yeah. Cool. Right. So away from the electrical business and the YouTubing business, has Nick got any hobbies? Or is YouTube your hobby?
YouTube. I used to play a lot of rugby. Right. A lot of rugby. I managed to do a charity game not long ago, which was good fun. Didn't break my legs. Happy day.
Come out alive.
Yeah. Kneecap stayed intact. Used to run my bike a lot. Don't have that anymore.
You don't do fishing or anything like that?
No. I used to. I had every hobby in the sun when I was younger. To be honest with you, my hobby now, and it's probably like a really old man thing to say, but both my boys both play football. Mm-hmm. I've never been a football fan. Don't care for football. No. Don't really like football. Never supported a team. And they started playing for their own teams, both for Stafford Rangers, different age brackets. So my entire weekend, Sundays, youngest plays in the morning, eldest plays in the afternoon. I am obsessed. I absolutely cannot wait.
You're one of them parents that sit on the sideline. Oh my God, isn't it?
I get a rush out of them watching them play. Like, it's fantastic. And I can see why my parents used to watch me play sports, even though I was crap, to be honest. The only thing I was good at was rugby.
But they egged you along.
Yeah, they were there. They were to support me. And I love watching the kids because they are getting better and better. I'm just waiting till my daughter's a bit old enough to, if she wants to do a sport of some sort. But yeah, Hobart, realistically, weekend, just look forward to that. And that's about it, really. Don't really have many other hobbies other than
quite easy going,
the unit. Yeah, or Instagram or YouTube. Like, that has become part of me now, is something I enjoy and go on. And yeah, that's it.
So to the 100,000 subscribers, obviously more on other platforms, and the 43 million people that watch videos, is there anything that you'd like to say to them?
Just thank you. Literally thank you. Like, it brought me from such a bad place in my life to doing whatever I want to do. Work I'm good with. The kids are just made up with everything. Like, they don't want for anything. I'm financially stable. I'm with the half, and he has to work part-time and can do the school runs without any stress because of the financial support. I found a hobby. I couldn't do any of it unless people watched. Yeah. And I've always tried to be really true to everyone that watches us and authentic. Obviously, we have a mess around. We make jokes and whatever. Adam's mom mainly gets the brunt of it.
Oh, I forgot to mention about Adam's mom. Do you not see her anymore?
Oh, daily.
Okay. Go on a WhatsApp group.
She FaceTimes me. just thank you to everyone that watches and supports, whether it's good or bad, because what I've said, that the negative stuff you get through when people give you negative comments constantly just because they think they're sticking it to the man, is all you're doing is help my videos get more traction.
Thank you for them as well.
Very much. But so, yeah, no, anyone that's watched or commented or liked the videos, or, you know, thank you very much. That's all I can say, is I will try and keep doing it for as long as possible. That's all.
Yes, nice one. You're very graceful about it all. Nice one.
Thanks, man. Well, you've got to. Like, shake my hand, it's just like, to me, it's like I'm just a normal person. And it's just, I fling the GoPro around when I'm at
work. You're not wearing the sunglasses on here or nothing at the minute. Next, a few years time, next to me, I'll go, all right, then. How long do you want me to talk for? 10 grand.
Five K, mate.
You'll get to that stat yet.
Yeah. But no, it's just wicked. It's been a great journey. And like I said, I can only look forward to what else comes from it. So,
yeah. Escalate even more. Well, spot on. I think.